Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Lord, we welcome you here. We give you this time. We pray and we believe that you will reveal yourself to us today as only you can. This week, this series is generally about the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit. And I'm very excited about today's short message. Please bear with me. I do have a cold, as you can tell. My throat, my voice will not sound good, but please overlook that. Thank you. The basis of this short message is Jesus' words. In Mark 12, he quoted Deuteronomy. Let me read Mark 12, 29. Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then he gave the two great commandments. To think that the only true God is one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is an eternal revelation, so glorious, so wonderful and profound. Those who make it to heaven for all eternity will be in awe and will be experiencing this glorious revelation of the only true God who has revealed himself, especially today in the last 2,000 years, as Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is literally the Spirit of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Father. This is so wonderful. Remember, the chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. Amen. That right there, that truth reveals that He is a person. Of course, He's God Almighty, but He's that we can fellowship with Him. That's the fourth phase of knowing Him. That's the anointing. Even just getting close to that is when someone meets Him, they will only want Him, and His name is Jesus. Amen. So simple, so wonderful, so glorious. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Really, I could stop this message now. This is what I want to hear this. We need this, that's the answer. If anyone in the world wonders, what's the answer? Man was born to fellowship with Him. And there's much that I could say about that. But the very first step is salvation, just being saved. Amen. That's the greatest miracle, someone who receives Jesus. They won't experience or even feel His glory. And that's a whole different subject. But it's important that we understand it's about going deeper with Him and about going into those phases. But so wonderful, it's just so glorious that to think that the Almighty God, the only true God, is one. When it's this, that's a glorious it's an eternal revelation. To think how important that is, that Jesus would say this right at the before saying the two great commandments. It's almost like that's the foundation, that's the basis, that's we get that right, and then we can follow those commandments and all the things that Jesus wants us to do. Amen. There's so much in this subject. Let's remember, the person of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit, is an eternal revelation. I want to emphasize that. We could give messages and books and teachings for a million years, and we would just be beginning to fathom how incredible our great God is. I want to build hunger in us. I was looking at this week. Today is Monday, and I've got, you know, just doing a general outline of some topics related to this, such as the 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Also, another topic, just a little teaser, the Holy Spirit intercedes through us. Romans reveals that. We don't know how to pray, and the Holy Spirit intercedes through us. Okay, here's another topic that I've yesterday I spoke some about. So glorious. He's the helper, the comforter. I mean, glory to God forever. I intentionally, though, want to look at the big picture about this subject. So let me back up a little bit and emphasize two things, okay, about the big picture. I've already mentioned this. But number one is the glory of the Lord. He's the most wonderful, beautiful person, and we were born to fellowship with Him. And it's all about a relationship with Him, with Jesus. I really apologize. I'm trying to drink water to get my throat clear. So it's all about a relationship, and then all of the it's not about knowledge or understanding the Bible and all of that. Okay. Number two, someone may say, okay, why is it about the Holy Spirit? Why is it about Jesus Christ? Well, here's one of this is a glorious eternal revelation as well. It's that God loves the world and wants to save people and do infinitely more in people's lives. That's why it's all about Jesus Christ. That's why it's all now about Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, is that the Lord is one, which means every person can know Jesus Christ fully, even forever. Amen. You know, that's so wonderful, so incredible to think that it's all about Jesus Christ, this wonderful Savior who died for the world, who came to the earth, lived as a human, more than that, did incredible ministry, but even more than that, died for the world, and now is alive forevermore, and the Holy Spirit. To think that He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that I love how Reinhard Bonnke said it. God set up the perfect plan that we never could have ever thought of. We can have the glory of the Lord within us, all around us, for eternity. If Jesus Christ was on the earth today and in Israel, well, anyone in their right mind would want to go and be there, right? To be, just to hear Him wherever He is, go listen to Him and follow Him. That's what happened when He was on the earth. Did you know that when in Jesus' ministry, crowds followed Him, like 20,000 people, 30,000, we don't know how many. I mean, just massive crowds. And they did not even know. Well, I don't want to go into that too much, but you know, and we have Jesus Christ within us, all around us today. Every person can know Him fully. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go. This is so wonderful. And so that's why it's about this relationship and developing that. And so wonderful. The Holy Spirit makes all this possible. And the person of the Holy Spirit. So what do we mean by that? The personality. He's God Almighty. Let's treat Him with that. You know, we don't have to worry at all. I mean, we can. Everything changes when we know Him and have that relationship. We can now do all the things that Jesus command wants us to do. That. You know, all the things in the Bible, things that previously we thought were just totally impossible, such as you shall be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, now it's the Holy Spirit in us. And those people that we can't love, now with the love of God is shed abroad in our heart, we're able to do things like that. I don't want to get into too much of this today, but the Holy Spirit has understanding. Okay, first, before I list these, a lot of this, as I mentioned, is from Charles Spurgeon's message, The Personality of the Holy Spirit. He's a patriarch of the faith, and I refer anyone to that message. It's on YouTube. And he points out that, and again, this is related to, you know, the Lord is one, yet the Trinity, that they are separate persons. And the Holy Spirit, there's a real deep revelation here that the Holy Spirit has a will. I believe that the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals all of this. Our finite minds, we cannot at all understand or comprehend how wonderful this aspect of the Trinity is that they, the Holy Spirit has a will and has understanding. And we know the famous scripture, the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. And but I want to emphasize, though, it's all so wonderful and so simple. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. Jesus Unlimited. How wonderful that is. I mean, what a glorious adventure it is to know Him. Here's something interesting. A friend of mine has a philosophy. He says he wants to have things to look forward to. I think that's a good philosophy. Something to look forward to. Well, the greatest thing in a human being's life ever is to have Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit within us, all around us. That's something to look forward to all the time, every day, for eternity. Amen. And the end result is, not the end result, the greatest thing is we were born to fellowship with Him. There's that potential. There's that opportunity. Sadly, remember, most people don't even get close to that. But I want to continue to emphasize it, because when we meet Him, we will only desire Him. It's just so wonderful. Okay, I know I keep saying that, but the Lord your God is one. When we get that revelation, here's just one aspect of it. The only true God, His glory fills, literally, if you really look at it, we know His glory fills heaven, His home. That's the third heaven. There's three heavens. His glory fills the earth. And then there's a second heaven. There's three heavens. It's very simple. Our atmosphere, then the second heaven, which is between our atmosphere and heaven, and then there's the third heaven. And it's all, I believe, all filled with the glory of the Lord. One God. One God. For 4,000 years, He had revealed Himself with glorious revelations of His name and even told three people, Moses, one of them, and three people told them, basically, they asked Him His name, and He said, it's too wonderful for you to understand. Even if I told you, you wouldn't understand it. That's the famous scripture. His name is, why do you ask my name? Seeing that it is wonderful. That's one of the translations. But the other translations say, it's too wonderful for you. You won't understand it even if I told you. It's a secret. It's hidden. Well, now it's revealed. Jesus Christ. Amen. And God has revealed Himself. Glory to God forever. He's the Savior. Jesus died for the world. He heals. He had all these. How can someone, Reinhard Bonnke said, how can you stay away from Him? It's not, that was his words in one of his messages. He said, it's not why don't you receive Jesus, it's how can you stay away from Him? Glory to God. Now, in some of these messages, Reinhard actually got upset at some of the people at these, he got upset. He pointed out that people present all these objections and they fire all these objections at God, you know. But let's just, glory to God. The Holy Spirit's available. He's a person. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person. He's beautiful beyond description. That's the glory of the Lord. Humans were born to fellowship with Him. That's the treasure that Jesus spoke about. Let me try to finish with this, that it's all about that relationship, and it's this glorious relationship where the Holy Spirit, Jesus, with a person, and it's a it's simple, okay, and also a divine mystery that God would even allow this, but very simple, and He will speak to us in many, many different ways. In many different ways. We all know some of the main ones through the Bible, through great teachers, ministers, preachers, through other people that we know in fellowship, when we're in fellowship with other believers. All these different ways, many other ways, through our circumstances, through our, He may speak to us directly. He may bear witness with our spirit. We have the gifts of the Spirit. In worship, oh, absolutely. We worship Him and we just realize again and again that it's about Jesus Christ. And when we're worshiping Jesus, we're worshiping the Father. And it's this glorious, glorious opportunity, all these different ways, and He can come upon us. That's fellowship. I may touch on that this week. I'm not You know, I just want to state things that maybe are not taught a lot. You know, it's everything in our most holy faith becomes wonderful and glorious, and just to think that this is why humans were created. This is the reason. Anybody in the world, if they wonder, you know, what's it all about? What people ask, I don't want to overanalyze, okay? I don't like that phrase. Oh, what's the meaning of life? I'll just continue to emphasize. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. That's the answer. That's the answer. That 70% of the world would totally disagree with that and have negative reaction to it, and many would make fun of it, and we'd be hostile to it. Human opinion doesn't matter. Most believers don't even see this or understand it at all. Let's just look, let's go, I want to go right into that. Let's be in that category of the few and the overcomers that actually do. Let's just do it. Amen. The Holy Spirit. John 14:16. I will pray to the Father. He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And then Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Do you realize that this is, again, someone may ask, well, why is it about the Holy Spirit? Because now Jesus has come and offered Himself to every person on the earth. 7.5 billion people, Jesus Christ is available. In fact, more than available. He's knocking on the door of their hearts. This is just so incredible. And remember, what a tragedy. Most people say no. I mean, it's the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. We would have said no if God had not saved us. He's the one who saved us. Jesus saved us. We, you know, even believers would doubt this. Even believers. Isn't that tragic? It's sad. It's sad. I mean, we as believers, let's judge ourselves. We've had times where we did not give first place to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. You know, so, but let's learn from it. He's patient. He's slow to anger. He's always ready. Amen. He's merciful. We will find that He's merciful. He's gracious and giving. And a great man of God said, tears will become your language when you meet the Holy Spirit. I mean, you just naturally... Amen. So wonderful. We know. So thank you for listening. Please do pray. I've got this cold. Please pray for me. We do want to hear from you. We believe with you. And we need your prayers and support. Thank you.